from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Blue Angels fly on over. It was a great time. Then all of a sudden I got a text that Jim was stepping down as the voice of the Browns. Danny Cunningham in for Tone today. Tone will be back on Monday. We'll have Nathan Zagura, who will join us at 9 o'clock. We're always talking to Nathan on Fridays at 9 o'clock. Obviously, we will talk about Jim and the tremendous career that he's had. 25 years as the voice of the Cleveland Browns. Only one voice that we've ever noticed and known and really loved. And over the time, I spoke about it last night. I think the city, as bad as the teams have been at times, and they've all had their ups, but a lot of them have had their downs, it's a great legacy and a great dynasty of voices that we've had up until the present day. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Tom Hamilton. He is a wonderful person, and he is the most legendary voice. I mean, right up there, I mean, Bob Uecker because of the years, but I would say that he's the most legendary voice in Major League Baseball now. And then you go through the history. You know, people think about Gibb Shanley. They think about Nev Chandler. They think about Ken Coleman and Casey Coleman. They think about, you know, obviously Joe Tate and the love I had for him. And Jim is a cut different from all of them because he's the voice of the Browns, the current voice of the Browns, and because I've known him personally. And I've known him personally for the last 13 years, and he has been a wonderful man. And I can tell you this privately, he is a wonderful man. Publicly, he's a wonderful guy. He has taken time out of his days to teach me things, hoping I'd learn them. And I knew from the very moment I met him that I need to soak up everything that he tells me. And this is for fans, and we hope that he does well. We're praying for Jim. We're praying for his family. His daughter Megan's a wonderful lady. We're praying for them. We're hoping that things go well. But this is a blow. This is a blow to start the year, and this is not the way we would want Jim to end his career with the Cleveland Browns. So it is sad to see Jim, you know, have to step away. But I can tell you right now, he is one of the tougher people I think I've ever met. And again, he's everything that you hear on the air and more. There's no facade. There's no dark side to Jim. I know that we all like to goof around and you know, take shots at each other on the air and things like that. But there is just a mountain of respect for the man. And we're happy he's with us, but we're going to miss him on the air.
Yeah, yesterday was a complete gut punch finding out that news. It was, it made me so sad to hear. And all I can say is I hope the absolute best for Jim. In my experience in getting to know him, obviously on a much, much smaller level than you do, Ken, but he's been a great person to everyone that he meets. It doesn't matter who you are. Jim Donovan has treated everyone that I've seen with the utmost respect, and he has been somebody that has cared about everybody, and he's cared about this organization so deeply. He's cared about the job that he does so deeply, and I think he is somebody that is unanimously looked up to by basically everyone in our profession in this town. It was crushing news to see that. I really, really hope the absolute best for Jim Donovan. Browns games are not going to be the same. When you turn on the Browns radio network and you don't hear that voice, it's going to be jarring next week. And I don't think that, I don't think it will ever be the same now that Jim Donovan's not going to be in the booth.
And the reason is that Jim has always been great. Jim has always been one of the gold standard play-by-play guys in all the NFL. And to do it in this city means more. And there's just been times where the team has just been terrible, and he was the only good thing. He and Doug were the only good things about it. And I think that matters a lot. And it, to a longtime Browns fan who hears that, they know exactly what I'm talking about, because when you have a person that you're still willing to hear and tell you the truth of what they're seeing with their own ways of humor, with feeling, not just being a deep voice in a suit or anything like that, but actually being a person, a real person that you know cares about the franchise because they care about the fans, that matters a ton to Cleveland Browns fans, a ton to this area. A guy who was in the area before they moved, a guy who carried that flag after they moved or after they came back. And it's a long relationship. And yesterday, it was really hard to take in because, you know, he stepped away last year for the handful of games, and it was always, you know, Jim's going to come back. Jim will be, you know, better. Jim will be fine. And this is just a level of finality that I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard for me to process. I look up to these guys. And a guy like him and Doug, it's I'm gonna miss him. So there you go.
It's very tough to swallow. And I think last year with the when he stepped away from the booth temporary, obviously you hope the absolute best for him. You hope for a quick recovery. You hope that he would be back in the booth as soon as he possibly could. And he missed about 2 months, and he came back for that Pittsburgh game that Dorian Thompson-Robinson filled in and won. And that was a great experience just to hear Jim's voice again. But and I still don't think it has fully set in for me, but when I turn on the radio September 8th, when I flip on the Browns radio network and I hear somebody else calling play-by-play, I don't know how I'm going to react. I don't think that this is something that has fully set in for me, that Jim Donovan's not going to be the voice of the Browns anymore. It's really crushing stuff. It's really difficult to think about because in this area, obviously we love our Browns. We love football as a whole. It's not that Jim Donovan's just the voice of the Browns. He's the voice of football to Northeast Ohio. And for that to no longer be the guy you're going to hear every single Sunday talking football, man, it's going to be really, really tough. It's really tough just to think about and to talk about, Ken.
But again, his family's great. I know he's in high spirits. I talked to him just Sunday as we were getting off the plane and headed home. And just a wonderful man. And again, if you're the praying kind, Liz and I are, just, you know, keep praying for Jim, keep praying for his family, and hopefully things are going to continue to get better and progress as time goes on. And Jim's a fighter. So we're all wishing the very, very best for Jim Donovan, the very best for his family. And again, we'll talk to Nathan about all this coming up at 9 o'clock. Again, we're not bringing on Nathan just to do it, to talk about Jim, for crying out loud. It's not like that. We bring on Nathan at 9 every Friday. And up until yesterday, I was planning on opening up with Danger Zone and all that stuff. Because I was watching the Blue Angels. I was watching Blue Angels yesterday, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, because they spring out of nowhere on you if you're watching. I'm like, oh, and you're used to it because you were in the Air Force, and the thrill might be gone. I'm not sure, but for me, to see him every once a year, and like you
still
like,
matters to me.
Somebody on our chat sent a video of, oh, how awesome is this? And I was like, yeah.
I
mean,
I got like,
you know, whatever.
Oh, and I got,
no,
like,
what did you send back?
Did I send you a video? Did I?
No, was it I Danny? Did. I did.
Okay, because I got like 10 videos yesterday.
I did too.
They appear out of nowhere. They come out of nowhere, and then you see them, and then you hear
I
the
got mo- a-
you hear the motor. You hear the engines. Vroom, vroom, vroom. And I was up there, and my boss over at the TV station is up there, and you could see like he like ducked down real quick because it feels like they're right over you, man. And they all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, they goes, "Hey, it's like deer hunting. They'll peer out of nowhere, and you look over, and there's four of them coming right in unison. You're like, oh my god, this is amazing. This is America.
I went down. Down right on the water north of the Rock Hall, like just west of Burke. And when the two solo planes take off, they take off right at you. And the one was low right on the water. It was, I mean, it could not have been more than 75 feet off of the water when it passed us. And it was, Ken, one of the, that's the video I sent in. It was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. It was so sweet.
So it's, but Nathan got to fly with them. The reason I bring this up on Tuesday, I think it was, Nathan got to fly with the Blue Angels. I think they did like 45 minutes up there. And to see, because I'm like, oh man, I'd always love to fly with the Blue Angels. And then I saw him go up, and I was like, that's cool. And then I saw him go down and go, nah, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it. If plus, they offered you that, you wouldn't do it?
Well, I couldn't fit in the seat. That's always my, and I'm not even being like goofy about it. Like, you have to be a certain, my cousin flew in the Navy for a very long period of time, but he flew the big planes and, you know, Owen, you know all those things. Yeah. I don't, no offense. I don't know why I said no offense. You know it, I don't. But he flew like the C-130s and the C-16, the whole big deals and things like that. Like, he flew those, and it was basically you have to be a certain height, a certain weight, a certain everything to be able to fly those.
In a fighter, yes.
Yeah, to be able to fight a fighter jet and it's a very specific deal, and I think Nathan said he was just under the height requirement, because Nathan's like 6'5".
Nathan's a tall dude, but if Nathan can fit in, I can fit in.
You can fit in.
Yeah. If I got asked, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Like, that's so cool to me.
I work for Cleveland Magazine. We can't arrange that next year?
I mean, well,
we can't get that arranged next year to get you up there?
Next time they're here, I would love to do it.
We got Jeff Kirchen in there years ago. You remember that?
He was probably just inside the height limit.
I could fit Jeff in a suitcase, let alone a fighter jet. So, I mean, that...
When they're back in 2 years, I'd love to do it.
It's 2 years? I thought it was every year.
They rotate with the Thunderbirds. Rotate.
Thunderbirds will come
from the Air Force.
Well, you could fly with the Thunderbirds, can't you?
I'd rather fly with the Blue Angels.
You want to fly with the Blue Angels.
I'd rather fly with the Blue Angels. I would not say no to the Thunderbirds, but I would rather fly in the Blue Angels. I'd rather fly in an F-18.
Hold on. I don't know what you're saying, but you can have that opinion, and only you.
I worked on F-16s for a while. You got two chances over one chances. Look them up, see the differences in the planes.
What's it like to work on those things?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. That is 12 years.
It's pretty awesome until the days that you're going into your 18th hour of a shift, and that sucks. But
that would be terrible.
Or like when they go, hey, you got to wear your gas mask to work on it now because some things are going on. That sucks. But, you know, the general working on it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Pretty awesome.
You got the BW, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. At least you got the, yeah.
You got the prison. Clinton, Jimmy Carter.
He was here in 2016. He was downstairs, and just like Shaq, no one called me. I'm obsessed with the presidency, and I never got to meet a president. I've never even seen a president in person.
Really?
Yeah. I've never even seen a candidate for president in person. John Edwards came to Perry years ago, and well, that obviously isn't the type of thrill that people thought it was back then, so you really can't put that in there, but I didn't even see John Edwards at the time.
I've never seen a sitting president in person. I've seen when Obama was running in 08, I saw him in person, and I saw Mitt Romney in person in 2012.
No kidding.
Yeah. I went to Lake Erie College in Painesville. Mitt Romney he campaigned out there.
He came to Avon Lake High School and was in the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, they
did a whole thing here with him.
It was that election was my freshman year. My freshman year of college out at Lake Erie, and Mitt Romney spoke. I don't remember where exactly it was on campus. It was like a field part of campus, and they were so strict about your blinds have to be closed for like 3 straight days. Like, it was locked down.
Really?
On our campus. And this was, you know, 12 years ago at this point. 13 years ago.
This is going to be embarrassing. They had Chelsea Clinton at the University of Akron Student Union, and I was sitting there going, and they were like, can we go? I'm like, no, it's a Clinton. It's a president's family. Like, leave the tweets and the stuff alone. It's just anybody who would have been. If it would have been Billy Ford, I would have been down with it. Billy Carter, I would have been down with it. If it would have been Gerald Ford, it doesn't matter. I would have done anything to see any of them. So,
just to get close to the presidency?
I'm a big fan of the presidency, man. I'm a big fan of the office and the history of it. So there you go. We got people trying to get in. I'll put off the calls here as long as I can. I don't want to break up or anything like that. So, again, we thank you guys very much for the kindness. And we'll get back to it coming up here as time goes on. Again, Nathan going to join us at 9. We'll share a lot of the great times that we've had with Jimmy. And, again, he's still at his farm, still working on his health. And it's a shame it's the end of an era, and I wish we could have had a better send-off for Jim, but we certainly respect his wishes, and we certainly respect his privacy, and him as a legend in this city is Browns fans' best friends. 216-474-0092. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Coming up next, college football kicked off last night in a very big game at Buffalo for one very specific reason. Ken Carmen, Danny, in for Tone on the Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brandon Ayuk saga is over. He signs a $120 million deal with the 49ers worth 4 years.
Can't believe he's not in Pittsburgh.
Denver allegedly held up the deal. Should we reach out to Andrew Filippone about the one-yard line comment?
I think we have to.
We should. You want to?
Why not?
Well, he's not going to be up till late. I know there's a fly in here. He's not going to be up till later. So I say like we can get him, but I don't know if we can get him before 10 because he's lazy. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. But yeah, Pittsburgh didn't get him. Allegedly, Denver held up the deal because the 49ers wanted a wide receiver in return. See, this is what's odd to me. So the allegedly, this is according to Diana Russini from The Athletic. The 49ers wanted a quote-unquote top flight wide receiver in return. They were going to give up a third-round pick to Denver for Courtland Sutton, and then they were going to trade Brandon Ayuk, almost like a three-team deal, but not a three-team deal because they don't do that in the NFL.
Right.
And then they were going to trade Brandon Ayuk over to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it tells me George Pickens was never part of the deal. But also, does that tell you that Amari Cooper was never part of any sort of trade with the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, Courtland Sutton is, in my opinion, not a top-tier wide receiver. I think he's like 2 tiers below Amari Cooper. If that's what they wanted, yeah, giving up Amari Cooper for in this deal would have been foolish.
So that's what I'm saying. If the deal was there, like, then Amari Cooper was probably not a part of the deal.
I mean,
what am I missing? Am I missing
something?
I feel
like there's been a lot of reporting that he was.
I know there's been a lot of reports, but the Browns have been steadfast. Like, that's not true. He was not a part of the deal.
Then I wonder what it was.
And there's been reporting against and for to say he was a part of a deal. He's not a part of a deal. Amari Cooper certainly at one point believed he was a part of a deal.
Right.
There's been a lot that's been said. But if you're picking between Amari Cooper or Courtland Sutton, maybe because I knew Amari Cooper wanted to be paid, maybe they didn't want to do that. Is that the point I'm missing?
I mean, maybe.
I don't know if it's an age thing.
I'm sure Courtland Sutton would like to make money too.
But Amari Cooper got paid for this year and got a raise for this year before all of this popped up, correct?
Yeah.
That happened before he was involved in any rumors.
It was marginal. I mean, he has Courtland Sutton right now is on he's in the middle of a 4-year, $68 million deal.
Which isn't that bad.
No.
That's about what he should be getting paid, but he's nowhere near, in my opinion, the level of wide receiver that Amari Cooper is.
Beg your pardon, $60.8 million deal. I think I said 68.
It's even better.
Yeah. So that kind of just, because wouldn't you just take Amari Cooper?
Yeah. But I also don't think that the issue was San Francisco saying no. I think Brandon Ayuk didn't want to be in Cleveland, and we can talk about that if we want to at a certain point.
Talk about that at 6:40.
But I think if Amari Cooper was in that deal, I believe the Niners were fine with sending Brandon Ayuk to Cleveland. I think the reason Brandon Ayuk is still in San Francisco is because he did not want to be in Cleveland. He wanted to be in Pittsburgh, but the Steelers didn't have the same type of offer that the Browns did. So maybe what you can say is that the Browns drove up the asking price via trade, and that is something that prevented Brandon Ayuk from being in the AFC North.
It's very true. We'll talk about it coming up at 6:40. Ja'Marr Chase, his saga continues. According to Ian Rappaport, he wants one penny more than Justin Jefferson got with the Minnesota Vikings. That's not a lie, everybody.
That is amazing. That is awesome. Do you think that
you gotta sell a lot of old TVs out of stadium to get that much?
Do you think those two have a group text with Joe Burrow?
Teammates.
They all played at LSU together.
Wasn't that tampering in some way?
No, players are allowed to talk to each other. Tampering is. Ja'Marr Chase can't be talking to Andrew Berry. He can talk to a player anywhere else he wants.
Yeah, they visit each other during the offseason, but they're not allowed to talk about football. Talk about everything else in the world except football.
No, players can't tamper with other players.
Yeah. Lyman and I get together. We never talk about radio.
Right.
We never talk about other shows. Never happens. Lord. So, yeah, that continues down in Cincinnati. But with Brandon Ayuk getting taken care of, it makes me think, like, this stuff, it can happen like that. You know, you wake up today and Ja'Marr Chase and they all decide, you know what? Because this is much different than next week. As crazy as this is, where Ja'Marr Chase is doing laps around the field like he's Ernie Ladd, and you got Brandon Ayuk coming to practice, not going to practice, making John Lynch upset. This week's a lot different than next week. Like,
it is.
You're practicing, but you're kind of just practicing because it's a bye week.
It's
a
holding pattern.
Yeah, it's a holding pattern week, so this is a fine time to go ahead and do that stuff without really upsetting people. Next week is a big deal.
You're kind of counting down to that 3-day weekend you have, because NFL it's a mandatory 3-day weekend for the players today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
It's the week that you find out, what can I get away with this season?
Found out Ja'Marr Chase got away with a little bit yesterday.
I wonder if the Bengals have the money for this. If he wants one penny more than Justin Jefferson, I wonder if they've got the money for this.
Well, you have to have the money in the bank.
Exactly. It has to go into escrow when you sign the deal.
See, this is the thing I've heard down there, and like, everybody knows who we talk to down in Cincinnati, so it's not like this is any sorcery going on. Mike Brown has gotten on in age. His family has taken over a lot of the parts of the business, but there has been a hesitancy, because Mike Brown is an old-time football guy where it's basically, here's your hot dog, here's your pop, here's your beer, come on into the stadium and sit down. And according to what we're told, the family just rips their hair out going, you know how much money we're leaving on the table here? Do you understand what's going on? Like, do you see what they're doing up in Cleveland? Do you see what they're doing even in Pittsburgh and Detroit? Do you see all these things that they're doing?
Every other stadium in the NFL.
The reason why we can't do all this stuff with these players and people talk about these things is because you're still stuck in 1977 with Grandpa.
Right.
Like, that's part of the things that play into this. So once the family takes over, that perception, which sounds morbid because then we're like, well, once Mike Brown passes away or becomes incapacitated. But once the family, the daughter takes over in earnest with all the operations, then they would probably raise their standard and these things wouldn't be a question. But right now, I mean, it's a question.
That standard's not getting changed, I don't think, before Ja'Marr Chase's contract situation comes to a head.
Fair. That is true. Week one of college football has started last night. Colorado, Shador Sanders, Travis Hunter, 3 touchdown connections. The Buffs hold off North Dakota State 31-26. Everything else, between an FBS and an FCS team was a total whitewash.
I watched the first half of that game. It was pretty awesome.
It was. It was pretty.
Travis Hunter's really good, man. Really good.
There was some people between there who was saying that if like they thought they would just wipe North Dakota State
North
clean.
North Dakota State's really good. Like I bet on North Dakota State to win that game.
Ooh, look at you making moves over there.
I mean, I lost, but like I thought North Dakota State was going to win that game. I think people buy into Colorado because of Deion a little bit more. And
yeah.
Travis Hunter's fantastic. Shedeur Sanders is a good quarterback, but I don't think they have enough in the trenches to really be a competitive team. I just don't think their defensive and offensive lines are enough because I don't think you can build that way in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
But North Dakota State would beat 40% of maybe 40%.
Would they beat every MAC team?
Yes.
They'd beat every MAC team.
But I was going to say they'd beat like 35% of Power 5 teams.
Ooh.
Maybe it's.
That's pretty but it's spicy. Around
there.
I like that.
It's around there. It might not be quite that number, but at least 20% of Power 5 teams they beat.
North Dakota State impresses me because they keep a standard, and they've gone through like five coaches in 5 years moving ahead.
And it doesn't matter.
Like they've gone through guys. Yeah.
That machine just rolls along, man.
That's an impressive program there. Also, Buffalo, and we are your home for the talk of Buffalo Bull football. Not the home to listen to it, obviously, but to talk about it because
which is what actually matters.
They beat Lafayette 30-13 and a big touchdown pass that separated the Bulls from whatever Lafayette's called. Anthony Limey, ESPN.
What a voice.
It was a good call. It was a really good call.
I like that he waited, that he didn't rush through it.
He didn't.
It can be real easy as a play-by-play guy to rush through it and not necessarily wait for the call from the official on the side. That's a professional call from one Anthony Lyman.
That's good stuff. Looked good. Sounded good. Him and Jordan Reed.
It's a nice suit he had on, man.
Oh, it was a hell of a suit he was wearing.
Suit he had on.
Yeah. It's a hell of a suit that guy was wearing. Also, again, Minnesota lost to North Carolina 1917. The only reason we bring it up is because they accidentally set off fireworks after the Gophers missed the potential game-winning field goal. The boat.
It's like when the Guardians set off fireworks for a visiting team home run a couple years ago.
I'm going to get nasty texts here in about 30 seconds, but this is a show that's friendly with PJ Fleck, but it seems that the boat has a couple of holes in it.
Yeah. I'm not a PJ Fleck guy. I'm not.
Well, this show is pro-PJ Fleck, so you're going to have to get with the program.
I'll see what I can do.
Here come the texts. All right. That's it for about last night. Browns, they cut Tyler Huntley. Kevin Stefanski talked about that. We'll talk about that with Daryl Ryder coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Up next, I've always just wanted the talent no matter what. History shows that, well, maybe that's not the best idea. Ken Carmen, Danny, in for Tone on the Fan.
I believe Adam Schefter said it on the Pat McAfee show.
Okay.
And the Browns offered him more money than the Pittsburgh Steelers did, which, you know, if you listen to Andrew Filippone, that was the place that Brandon Ayuk wanted to be, and it was on the one-yard line, and it almost got done, and of course it didn't. So that leads me to believe, because the Browns are in a very competitive situation. They are a good team. They're set up to be a good team for the next handful of years. If Brandon Ayuk were here, he would make them better in the longer term, but it's not as if he's coming to a team that's going to be at the bottom of the division for the foreseeable future. They're not going to be a bad team. So it leads me to wonder, did Brandon Ayuk, why did he not want to be here? It can't be the money. Cleveland and Pittsburgh weather, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. The coaching staff here, I think, is terrific, and I think a lot of people think it's terrific. So it made me question, is the reason Brandon Ayuk not on the Cleveland Browns because he doesn't believe in Deshaun Watson as a quarterback? I don't want that to be the truth, but it was the thing that popped into my head. If you're a wide receiver, that has to matter. And I don't understand why you would want to play with Justin Fields and or Russell Wilson over Deshaun Watson. I don't think those two in Pittsburgh are very good. But I wonder, if he's not in Cleveland because he didn't want to be in Cleveland, was it the quarterback? Because it wasn't the money.
If I say no, am I denying the truth? 216-474-0092. If I say no, if I say that it's not Deshaun Watson, am I denying the truth?
I don't know that you're denying the truth, but I need you to come up with a different reason that's realistic. Because I can't think of a good reason that's realistic.
My number one reason, the biggest ace I have in the hole, is that the 49ers don't want to make a trade a good player. and then give themselves, because remember, you had to make a trade. It wasn't just signing him in free agency.
No.
The 49ers didn't want to have a 30-year-old wide receiver that they would have to, in turn, have to give some money to, or he would be giving you the same problems probably that Brandon Ayuk was giving you. I don't think to that extent. Amari Cooper is not that flashy where he's going to show up and give hugs and hand pounds and then leave and things like that. But they didn't want to sign a 30-year-old wide receiver who was going to give them the same thing. And plus, as powerful as John Lynch is perceived to be, it's Kyle Shanahan who runs that franchise, and you know exactly what he thinks of the Cleveland Browns. So I don't think that they are going to make any sort of deal that's going to help out the Browns and in turn still not help them out long term. Like, so they can win right now, but there's still a lot of questions there about what they're going to do long term. And Brandon Ayuk's a younger wide receiver. I don't think he's as good as Amari Cooper, but he's a younger wide receiver than Amari Cooper, so you would have more years with Brandon Ayuk.
So you don't believe the reporting that a deal between the Browns and the Niners was agreed upon and the ball was in Brandon Ayuk's court? Because wasn't that the reporting that they had a trade that both sides agreed upon?
But we also heard about the same thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We also heard the same thing. Like, Denver was holding this up for crying out loud here. So you still had to make a deal and get that all done. Now, I don't know the deal of whether Brandon Ayuk decided or not. Maybe he just didn't want to be in Cleveland. But Deshaun Watson, guys, I know Deshaun Watson's had his problems. It's not where he's totally devoid of getting people the football, for crying out loud. Him and Amari Cooper were able to hook up pretty good. Him and Elijah Moore before the injury were able to hook up pretty decently here. Him and David Njoku were able to hook up pretty okay. I know that there's been questions about the offense there, but I can't believe that we're already 3 years into this, and now the reason a guy doesn't want to be traded is because of your quarterback?
I want to find another reason, because I can't think of another reason why he's not here.
216-474-0092. Do you believe that Brandon Ayuk didn't want to come here because of Deshaun Watson?
I want to find another reason.
I'll flat out ask him.
I want to find another reason.
Rescreen the people there, Hody. Go right on ahead. I'll flat out ask him. I'll flat out ask the people if they believe that. Because it's something that I don't want to believe.
Neither do I.
But my whole thing with you all week has been, I'm not going to sit here and deny the truth.
Right.
So I can't. I told you after week one, if they go out there and they get hammered by Dallas, I'm not going to deny what I saw.
And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. I want to hear another reason. Because I can't think of another reason why someone would not want to be on this team.
I want to make sure. Did we see him say that? Because I saw the McAfee clip. But I didn't. I don't believe that he said a deal was done between the two.
Well, the McAfee clip yesterday was something different. That was about the money thing. The reporting about a deal being agreed upon, I thought was stuff that came out a couple of weeks ago when this was really hot here in Cleveland. Obviously, it cooled down over the last couple of weeks because Brandon Ayuk did not want to be here. Brandon Ayuk did not want to be in New England. My understanding of the situation from the reporting that we had seen from all the national newsbreakers that talked about this was that San Francisco had deals they liked with the Browns and with the New England Patriots. Brandon Ayuk did not want to play for the New England Patriots or the Cleveland Browns. And that's why Brandon Ayuk is still on the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, the Pats are just not a competitive football team.
And I
right
get
now.
That. I get not wanting to go play with a rookie quarterback. You don't know if Drake May is going to be any good. Personally, I like Drake May, but he could be a dud in the NFL for all we know. And I understand that.
We'll see where he comes from. I don't want to sit there and say that. But
he could be awesome, too. I like Drake May. I think he's going to be good.
That's fine. But they're a ways away from winning, and I don't know if they're going to put him in the best spot. So, I mean, that's part of it. But when it comes to Ayuk, I don't want to give away what I can sell at 7 o'clock, but I have a spicy take about it if you ask me. You got a quarterback that you know can be better than the question mark that you have with Drake May. I think he wanted to be in a place that he was comfortable with. What ties does he have to Cleveland that we know of? What ties? I don't know.
I don't know
either.
We
knew he had ties with the offensive coordinator with the Washington Commanders and with their football team. We know that he had ties in Pittsburgh with everybody in Pittsburgh. We knew that he had ties there, so he wanted to make money and be comfortable if he wasn't going to immediately have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Because in San Francisco, they immediately have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
So that I think that that's what he wanted. I can't say whether or not they had a deal 100% done and all Brandon Ayuk had to do was sign off on the thing. But if it were the case of a deal being done with those teams, the only thing I have to say is what I said to you before about, Kyle Shanahan doesn't necessarily want to deal with the Browns, and I don't think that I would want, if I were looking at it from the 49ers standpoint, for this year, Amari Cooper would be great. For next year, maybe Amari Cooper would be great. But if he wants a three-year deal and he's just going to walk around the field just like Brandon Ayuk is going to, well, I'll take the 26-year-old walking around the field and I'll sign him to a longer-term deal than I will with Amari Cooper.
So Schefter said on McAfee yesterday that the holdup with Cleveland all along with Brandon Ayuk was Ayuk's willingness to accept a trade to the Browns. The contract would have been done if Ayuk wanted to go there, and the compensation would have been done if he wanted to go there. So this, if it's coming from Schefter, I'm going to believe that this is a thing. Brandon Ayuk just did not want to be in Cleveland. Like that.
But was Deshaun Watson the reason?
I don't know, but I can't find another one. And I understand he wanted to be in Pittsburgh more. He maybe wanted to be in another place more, but that's not a reason to not want to be in Cleveland.
I think that Pittsburgh and Cleveland are very similar. That's why we don't like each other, but there is possibly a perception that he has with going to Cleveland that you know that's very hard for us to shake. It's very hard for us to shake.
What is it?
One's been a more stable franchise. One is a guy like Mike Tomlin, who's been put people in a stable environment for what he thinks for a long time. Even though, gosh, there's been plenty of guys who've just basically lost their mind up for the entire 17 years, but no one really wants to discuss that. Mm-hmm. There's still a perception, but Deshaun Watson already. I don't want to believe it. Should I believe it? Well, let me get to Gary in Cleveland. Gary, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, Ken. Hey, I'll see you at the Lake Catholic game tonight. But
oh my goodness, you knew. All right, well, I better be nice to you, Gary. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a graduate of Lake Catholic, so I'm headed out.
Yes, I look forward to seeing Marty Gibbons' boys. Continue, Gary. Go ahead, bud.
I think it's Stefanski. One, he's a terrible play caller, and two, I don't think he knows how to handle players very well because he didn't know what to do with Baker Mayfield.
Wait a minute. You say he's a terrible play caller?
Stop it.
Sure. What is he in the playoffs? He's 0-2 in the playoffs. He can't figure out how to, you know.
He's 1-2 in the playoffs.
Stop it.
See, I could use that to any minute.
Call those two picks as is. He said, throw it to the other team.
He doesn't get away from being in the
base. That was a bad play call. The throw the interception call is bad.
He went up against Kansas City in the playoffs. Is there any fault in losing to Kansas City in the postseason?
No, but his play calling was terrible.
He just said no. And I did not like his play calling then. That was the 2020 season. We're talking about this 4 years later, though, because you had Joe Flacco. He didn't make Joe Flacco throw two pick sixes against Houston last year. How did he win Coach of the Year, Gary? Did he win it by calling the wrong plays?
I don't think he's – you know, wait a minute. He's got 3rd-and-1, and he's got Nick Chubb standing on the sidelines, and he's throwing the ball instead of giving the ball running back.
Is he picking up 3rd-and-1?
No.
Actually, by the numbers, he actually has been picking up 3rd-and-1.
Picks up 3rd-and-1 pretty frequently.
No, but on 3rd downs, they've actually gotten worse and worse and worse as time goes on. They started at 45% in 2020, and they're down to 31.
He may be a good coach, but he's a terrible play caller.
I disagree. There's been times, Gary, I didn't like a couple of games here and there, and thank you for the call. I just disagree.
There's not a play caller in the world of football that you agree with every play.
I respectfully disagree with Gary because I'm going to see Gary later on tonight. So I want Gary to know I very respectfully.
Way to go, Gary. Way to back him into a corner.
There we go.
If you were going to a different football game tonight, you would disrespectfully disagree with him?
No, because we're close enough where he could have just driven over there if he wanted to.
Anybody from CVC, if you'd like to. CVCA, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you'd like
there's an
to,
A in there.
If you'd like to come and disagree with Ken Carmen, you can do it, and he has to agree with you tonight.
216-474. Respectfully. 216-474-0092. I also got to go to Stowe tonight, so if you're Stowe or Barberton, go ahead. Give me hell.
Give him the magic.
216-474-0092. Do you believe that Deshaun Watson's the reason Brandon Ayuk didn't want to come here? And I think history's telling me, as badly as I've always wanted the talent, maybe it's not for the best. Ken Carmen, Danny Cunningham in for Tone, the dangerous one, Daryl at 8 on the fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And, of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.